the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the Sunday after the Ascension and the Sunday before Pentecost. Now, at the beginning of the Gospel reading, this Sunday, Jesus prays, "Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." You know, this prayer of Jesus is in the context of his farewell address during the Last Supper. And this is known as his last will and testament, because it represents Jesus' provision for the disciples' needs before his death. This prayer gives us a glimpse of the heart of Jesus as he prepares to leave his loved ones. You know, this prayer brings to mind a dying mother saying goodbye to the child for whom she can no longer care. It brings to mind a father saying goodbye to a son who is going off to war. We have often said, if not personally experienced, how last will and testaments or parting words are considered so very precious that they are to be honored. And this is how we should consider Jesus' prayer, because this is also his prayer for us today. We should consider it in the same light and with the same seriousness. So let us look more closely at this prayer of Jesus. First and foremost, this prayer of Jesus is a prayer for unity. He prays that his present and future followers, including us, will be one. "Father, I pray that they may all be one." And then Jesus, of course, specifies the basis for this unity. He said, "The love with which you, Father, loved me may be in them and I in them, that they may be one even as we are one." He prays for his followers to be united by the very same love that united him as son to God, his Father. This is to say that Jesus holds up his love of the Father as the model and the foundation of unity. So this is the inward focus of the prayer of Jesus. Love for one another, modeled after the mutual love of the Father and the Son. And this is the structuring principle of unity, of the community of his followers. But if you will note carefully, this prayer of Jesus has also an outward focus. Jesus prays that this unity be a visible sign that the world will believe. So this unity is not only a sign, but also an instrument of unity, of bringing others to faith and to the community of faith. This then is the central message of the prayer of Jesus, which sums up the essence of our Christian mission, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. So what do we learn from this prayer? How do we make this prayer, this last will and testament of Jesus, real and operative in our life, especially in our parish of Jesus our Savior. Let me suggest this by alluding to our mission statement, which you have in the front page of the bulletin that we use each Sunday, which says that our mission as Jesus our Savior Anglican Church is to know Jesus Christ. This is our inward focus, in order to make Him known. This is our outward focus. So our inward focus is the building up of unity of mind and heart as the church family of Jesus our Savior, based on knowing and loving our Lord Jesus Christ and one another. So how do we concretely do this? One is by our Sunday worship and prayer. During our worship and prayer every Sunday, we have the reading of the scriptures, and there is the homily, the expansion of the lessons that we learn from the readings. And actually, starting next Sunday, we will start also our Bible study. And we will do this at before the service, so it will be a little sacrifice on your part that we will start our Bible study at 9:30 in the morning, and just continue the service at 10 o'clock. So we will be expecting those who are able to attend and make it to be here a little earlier, starting next Sunday. But, you know, we also have to look at the outward focus of our mission, of why we are doing all these things. You see, our love and unity with the Lord Jesus and with one another as the church family is not an end in itself. Even our Bible study is not just for ourselves. It is actually a means by which we, together, might be witnesses, so that others might believe, so that they might know, so that we can be able to do mission to this broken and divided world. This is just one of the simple ways that we are trying to fulfill our mission, to be a light and an inspiration to others because of our unity and love for one another. This is the last will and testament of Jesus to his disciples and to us. And we pray that we will be able to honor this with our words and deeds and with our lives. Amen.